You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. Early voting in Texas is already underway, but voters who want to drop off their mail-in ballot will have to go to one single countywide location. The latest ruling from the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court has backed up Governor Greg Abbott's order to limit drop-off locations. A three-judge panel held that Abbott's order actually expanded voter access rather than limiting it. The judges wrote that before Abbott's order to expand early voting in July, voters could only drop off their mail-in ballots on Election Day itself. Danielle Lang is with the Campaign Legal Center, which tried to overturn the governor's limit on drop-off locations.
The plaintiffs are considering all their legal options right now and have not come to a firm decision yet about next steps. But you can surely expect the plaintiffs to make those decisions in short order.
The plaintiffs could appeal to the Fifth Circuit for a full hearing or to the U.S. Supreme Court. However, the High Court has shown a reluctance to get involved in similar cases with voting already underway. Texas ranks second in the nation for the most deaths due to COVID-19. The most recent number is close to 17,000, trailing behind New York with over 33,000 confirmed COVID-19 deaths. Since the coronavirus pandemic began, people have been turning to socially distant virtual doctor's visits. It's called telemedicine, and more Texans have embraced the practice. A new survey from the Episcopal Health Foundation based in Houston finds 39% of Texans have used telemedicine during the pandemic. Elena Marks is the foundation's president and CEO.
While the percentages actually are really encouraging, considering how few people were using telehealth before that, there's still a big divide based on income, education, age, and rural versus urban status.
Nearly a quarter of those surveyed say they either do not have internet access or do not know how to talk with a doctor online. And with the flu season starting up, the survey finds Texans who regularly get flu shots are more likely to get a future COVID-19 vaccine.
55% of Texans said that they were somewhat more likely to get a flu vaccine this year. And 59% said they were very or somewhat likely to get a COVID vaccine if it were available.
Mark said the Episcopal Health Foundation's survey also found Hispanic Texans are more likely than white and black Texans to get both vaccines. Louisiana officials are asking for a federal appeals court to weigh in on a federal judge's order expanding mail voting and early voting in the state, but they stress that they are not trying to block the order ahead of the November 3rd election. Republican Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin filed a notice Tuesday that he's appealing the September 16th ruling by U.S. District Judge Shelley Dick, who ordered the state to reinstate coronavirus pandemic voting plans that were successfully used for last summer's elections. Spokesman for Ardoin says, quote, the appeal seeks no changes to the November 3rd election, end quote. And despite a recent surge in coronavirus hospitalizations and COVID-19-related deaths in Arkansas, Governor Asa Hutchinson has ruled out rolling back the state's reopening. Instead, the governor has extended his current emergency declaration for another 60 days. This is Red River Radio.